This is unlawful. Then in that situation, it's mustahab. It's preferable for this person now that he remains secluded. He chooses the option of seclusion, staying away from getting involved in that crowd that will draw him into those things that are doubtful of haram. So the hadith we did yesterday, عن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يوشك أن يكون خير مال المسلم غنم يتبع بها شعف الجبال. أبو سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه says رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that soon the best wealth of a person will be some sheep that he will take to the top of the mountains, ومواقع القطر, and those places he'll take his sheep and he'll go where the rain falls. Why he's doing this? Now, this is obviously moving right out of the town. You're going out to the top of the mountains, or you're going looking for other areas where the rain is falling. So you're secluding, you're moving away from people. Why this person is doing this? يَفِرُّ بِدِينِهِ مِنَ الْفِتَنِ. This person is fleeing and he's moving for the sake of his deen. He's fleeing because of fitna. He's frightened that there's some fitna and some corruption, something will affect his deen. So therefore this person is moving away. Today's hadith of Abi Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ما بعث الله نبيا إلا رعى الغنم. Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu, he mentions from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that every Nabi Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him, he was sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala such that he had herded sheep. So he was sent by Allah, so every prophet was sent by Allah herded sheep. So every single prophet that came, he herded sheep. قال أصحابه وأنت. So the Sahaba asked Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام أنت. What about you, O رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم? Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام replied, قال نعم كنت أرعاها على قراري على قراريطة لأهل مكة. رواه البخاري. Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام replied, yes, me also. I would also herd sheep in exchange for قراريط. قرار, one قراط is a small fraction of a dirham. So in other words, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is getting paid very, very little for this. To take the people's sheep out, to herd it, and to bring it back. He was getting paid very, very little for this. Ulama explained the hikmat and the benefit of this, is that when a person is herding sheep, why every Nabi Allah Pak had made him herd sheep, is because one is a person learns many qualities. Person being in the company of somebody that's aggressive, somebody that's rough, somebody that's difficult, these qualities rub up on the person. He doesn't realize it, but after some time, he will also bring those qualities. And the sheep quality generally is such that they timid, they tame. So like that, that quality of being calm, the quality of being composed, the quality of being soft, rubs off onto person when he's in the company of the sheep. So therefore, ulama explains a point from this. Sometimes people say, well, the company doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what company, so long as you are good. Yeah, it shows that the company affects the person. So Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam had to spend some time herd sheep. Other explanation ulama gave is his sheep. You'll get some sheep going this way to graze, some going that way to graze. So a person who's a Nabi, he'll have to deal with people of different temperaments. So now he's already got this, he's got the sheep going this way, that way, and he has to deal with all of them. So this already is preparing his temperament such that people will have different temperaments and he'll be able to deal with them. The other reason ulama explained why sheep is because a person dealing with sheep will have to have a lot of patience with these sheep. That now sometimes they'll eat, sometimes you'll have to chase them, sometimes you'll have to move with them. So it creates patience in a person. So therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that every Nabi had to herd sheep. And then another thing we learn from this hadith is Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, for petty amount, we said one qirat is a portion of a dirham. Dirham is a silver coin, not even a gold coin. But it teaches us that be happy with halal income, even if it means earning little. A Nabi can be happy with it, why can't we be happy with earning little, even though it is, so long as it's halal, we'll be happy with little. Today's hadith, وَعَنْهُ عَنْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَنَّهُ قَالْ مِنْ خَيْرِ مَعَاشِ النَّاسِ لَهُمْ رَجُلٌ مُمْسِكٌ عِنَانَ فَرَسِهِ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, from the best income of a person is a man who holds the reins of his horse in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَطِيرُ عَلَى مَتَنِهِ. He jumps onto the back of this horse. كُلَّمَا سَمِعَ هَيَّةً أَوْ فَزِعَةً طَارَ عَلَيْهِ يَبْتَغِي الْقَتْلَ. Every time this person hears some cry of war or any type of danger, he jumps upon it. يَبْتَغِي الْقَتْلَ. So he jumps upon his horse. He desiring to either go and fight. أَوِلْ مُوتَ مَظَانَّهُ. Or this person is desiring that he'll pass away in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or the next type Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explains, which is the best type of income a person can have, is oh rajulun fi ghunaymatin fi ra'si sha'fatin min hadhihi sha'f, that a person, he takes a small flock and he goes to the top of the mountain, oh batani wadin min hadhihi al-awdiya, from amongst the mountain tops, or he takes his sheep and he goes to some valley from amongst the valleys. Yuqimu salata, now he's there in that valley or he's on the mountain top. What is this person doing? He's doing his own thing. He's not mixing with people. He's not interfering. Yuqimu salata wa yu'ti zakata. He's performing his salat. He's going and he's discharging his zakat. Wa ya'budu rabbahu hatta ya'tiyahu al-yaqeen. He's worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until maut comes to him. Laysa minan nasi illa fi khair. This person is not meddling in people's affairs. He's not getting involved with people except in those things that are good. Those things that are good, he's getting involved. So this is such an important lesson. This is the last hadith of this volume of this kitab. Allah Pak accept it from us. But we learn a very important lesson from this hadith, is that mixing too much is not always a good thing. Sometimes a person thinks weekend came now, it's Saturday night, we have to go out. We have to go out with the boys, we have to go out with the friends, we have to have a bride, we have to call everybody. But here we learn an important thing from this hadith. This person is just worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's not mixing too much until his time comes. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is referring to it. It's from the best income a person can do. This is what he is doing. Now he made this his occupation, that I will not meddle in people's affairs. In fact, ulama ikram, as Mufti Mahmud Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, when he came to South Africa, now naturally when a visitor comes, our people like to take them to the game farms, to see animals, to see Kruger Park, etc. So the people were taking him around to see animals. So he mentioned to them, because now they were saathis and friends, he could say, he said, ye log mujhe janwar dikhata hai, main insaan ko milna chahta hu. He says that these people are taking me to show me animals. I came here to meet insan. I want to meet people. They were so particular about their time and how they use their time. Forget about socializing and getting wasting the time in haram and useless activities. Even that time that a person can take ibrat by going and seeing animals, even then they felt to know we should be using this time to meet insan and meet people. So rather than us wasting our time, especially when it comes to weekends, etc., use that time to go meet somebody, some sick person in the family, some person that we know, a friend is not too well, some uncle, some aunt, visit the parents, somebody may have lost a family member. Go and meet them and take their du'as, be some type of encouragement and use to them, rather than just whiling our time away. So this is what we learn from this hadith. It's not about how much a person mixes with people. When he mixes, it's for a good cause. And if it's not for a good cause, then he's on his own. He's secluding, he's not getting involved in anything wrong. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give us the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.